just in case you're wondering what this segment is all about, it is about things that I've been loving or into this week or the last few days, and I'd want you to be part of it, or I'd just love to share it. Maybe you can give me ideas, or it can even be an idea pad for you. Maybe you could want to try one or two of the things that I've been loving. Thanks for joining me. This week, I've been watching Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know if you guys know about Unsolved Mysteries, as the title depicts. It is just about those stories, people disappearing, or families coming together, murders that didn't get solved and didn't have clues, and then all of a sudden they're looked into, just different stories. It's quite interesting. They do, like, I'd say about 10 different stories each episode, and the most amazing thing is when families get together or some thief somewhere get caught. It's amazing. Although sometimes it's kind of sad when things don't get solved. So say your loved one disappeared 20 years ago and you never heard of them. You've never known what happened. They just disappear without a trace. That's usually a bit hurtful. But it's a show and it's actually real. If you wanna check it out, yeah, go ahead, check it out. I've also been watching How to Get Away with Murder. I'm in season 5. I don't know why it's such a slow season for me. Not even just the show itself. The first 2-3 seasons, I was just chop. I was on it. But the last two, I don't know. I think I'm just there, and I've got other things going on. So I had told myself this week I was just gonna watch one episode a day. But it didn't turn out that way. I just got caught up with other stuff. But yeah, that's what I've been watching. What have I been reading? I've been reading a book by a Nigerian author called Abi Dare. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. And it's called The Girl with the Louding Voice. This girl called Adomi, she's 14, she's so ambitious, and she loses her mom at around 13. But the setting is in a rural part of Nigeria. So she gets married off by her dad, more like being sold to some older man as the third wife. So she's, you know what they say, if you're like the third, fourth wife, you're sort of the slave to the first or second wife. I don't know how true this is. I don't even want to know. But yeah, it's quite an interesting, the reader is, there's also like a narrator. I was listening to this, and what caught my attention to this book is it was nominated for some award in Britain for 2020. Oh wow, I should have looked into this award. But yeah, it's one of those awards you're thinking, huh, is there an award like this? But if you're a reader or you're into books, you would come across these awards. I'll put it in the description if I remember what it is, or just research into it. But yeah, it caught my attention. I was like, oh, BBC even picked up this book. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna look into it, because I made it my MO this year. I'm just gonna be reading black authors, because last year you'd ask me black authors, I'd be like, I just knew a few. But now, because I actually set myself for this challenge, I know a few. And you know, you become what you read. And I'd honestly want to promote black authors. I would want to be in their headspace and learn all these things. Yum 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 yum, and just learn. Yeah. So that's been my book. I finished reading the Maya Angelou book last week. It wasn't such an interesting read as I thought. It was just all about food and family, and I don't know why I didn't get it was just there-ish. Discreet. I digress a little bit. I'm still doing my Angelo all this month. I've been watching movies about Maya Angelou, poems, a lot of the poems, and my next book, which I intend to start, I don't know when, it's my piece, something piece, or My Mom and I. Those two, I'm torn between those two, but I do like Maya Angelou. And I remember thinking, the last episode I did about favorites in Maya Angelou, I remember referencing her as if she's still alive. I was using the present tense. But it's because, to me, I feel like Maya Angelou's work can't die. As much as she's gone, her work is so relevant. It's timeless. It's amazing. And as I said previously, you listen to her and you're like, yeah, I am who I am, kind of situation. So yeah, that's still going on, so I haven't stopped at all. So music wise I'll just be listening to normal music when I'm out and about, or sometimes when I'm in the kitchen, I'll just put on some music. This week, I've just been more into pop and whatever music is on the radio. But you know, those songs that you find yourself singing, humming to, maybe in the bathroom, or you're walking, you're doing something, and you're like, So this week I've been into Destiny's Child, that song called I'm Ready. Ooh, it's quite nice, just takes you back and some throwback. Yeah, girl power. Yeah. So yeah, that has been ringing in my head recently. So I've just been eating normal food. Just the normal food, rice, pasta, couscous, and some stews. Yeah, food is food, you can tell. But now, if I have an actual part in my favorites called food eating, you would know that, yeah, this girl loves food. One thing I have been loving the last 2 weeks, I've been loving being involved in community forums. There's so many things that you can get involved in. I know we talk about this whole Black Lives Matter thing, but if you want to bring the change, you might as well be the first change. You might as well be involved. Be involved in your community. Know what's going on in your community. You know what? I had this conversation with someone the other day. We talk about how we want to see change, but then we sit down and yap about it. And then we go do other things. Well, forget about it. Come back, probably meet at a family or friends do, and then we talk about politics. We talk about, oh, how the government is doing this, oh, how the community is doing this, oh, look at the local authority. But you don't want to get involved. You don't want to know anything about what happens in your own community, and you're like, you just shut yourself out from here, and you're like, nah, I don't do that kind of stuff. But who's going to bring the change? You need to be the change that you want to see. So I have been I've been involved in like black Afro-Caribbean African heritage groups. What I've been doing is, because now these in like meetings, physical meetings, it's more Zoom meetings. And honestly, I do not have an excuse for not being there unless I have a busy schedule, a day when a meeting is set up. I can't actually do it. I try my best and be part of it, even if I'll just log on, if I don't say anything, if I'll just be there and listen. Like on Friday evening we had meet your representatives forum. So I'm in Leicester, so we met some of our councillors and an MP that showed up, African leaders and Afro-Caribbean leaders were all there, and we're just chatting, because this is how you get to know who to go to for stuff. You know, when you're thinking, I want to start a business, you need to know who you can go to. You need to know who you'll be dealing with. You need to know what obstacles to deal with. You need to change the community. You want to start up a project. You need to know who you're talking to. You need to know, you need to put names to their faces. So I encourage people all the time, just get involved. Get involved. You do not have to say anything. You can be a silent observer, a participator, because that's how people make connections. That's how networking works. I mean, networking works. You get it? Yeah, so that's what I've been involved in. I've been involved in just causes that make sense to me, causes that I feel like they can bring change to people's lives. And apart from being involved in this community, I guess that's the political side of things, I'm also part of the Vista Blind Leicester, which is the blind society in Leicester. So anything that's happening, I will be involved. I'm also part of the Leukemia Trust called the KKLT. If you want to support, please go on the website. I'll leave links below. We started a forum last month to just support people that are going through leukemia or just people that have gone through it and want to share stories. So I'm hosting it together with a lady that I call Mom, Veronica, who's actually the founder of KKLT, and I'm just a brand ambassador, but I love it. I just love being part of it. So please get involved in stuff like this. It's not all about FB and Instagram and Snapchat and all that kind of stuff. Come on, get involved. You don't have to get involved with your money. You can just get involved with your time and support each other. So it's not all about work. Come on, get out there. Well, get out there, put yourself out there. Be part of a community. Be part of the change you want to see. Yeah, so thanks a lot. I know I've blabbed a lot today on my favorites. Not usually like this, but I'm just passionate about community stuff. And this has been my favorites for the week. I hope you join me next week for another episode of the VIP Live with Lady Jane. Bye. Kwaheri. Adios. Hey, hold up. Have you subscribed yet? Wherever you listen to this podcast, come on, just subscribe. And share it with your friends if you can. Direct them to maybe your favorite podcast. Make this your favorite podcast. Bye.